Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Not that our dogs aren't patriotic, but I'll tell you, 4th of July is not their favorite holiday. A lot of cats also are terrified of fireworks. So at this late date, what can you do about it? Well, there are things you can do. In fact, for dogs that are afraid, there are things you should do. And I will tell you about those. We'll also talk about ticks and tick disease. It's finally, finally, I've been talking about this for years. Finally, the media, I'm talking about the popular press like the morning shows, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, and Today Show, are actually talking about tick disease. Well, dogs have been and are a sentinel for tick disease, and they can tell us a lot. And I'll tell you what they're telling us, and so will Dr. Thomas Mather will be here. He's an expert on that topic. And more people than ever before are taking their pets to work, an idea I love. And you know what? Employers have found out if I want to keep you as an employee, I need to give you perks. Well, one of the, it turns out, most important perks for pet owners is the ability to bring their pet to work. And we'll chat about that too. But most importantly, we'll chat with you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Easy enough for me to say. In warm, sunny, always beautiful Arizona, Tammy, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
It is my pleasure, my honor. What can I do for you?
I'm just curious. My dog, I have a black lab, and when she hears sirens, she howls.
Yes.
I love the sound. I absolutely love the sound.
Uh-huh.
But I was wondering, but she also howls when she hears coyotes. And sometimes she does when she hears jet skis.
But
I was wondering, is it because her ears hurt or is she communicating somehow? What is she?
Okay, I have answers for you, but I have questions for you too. You live in the desert. Where are their jet skis?
Oh, I'm in Lake Havasu. I'm right on the water.
Ooh. All right, now I have another question for you. Can I move in with you when it's winter in Chicago, and I could watch personally and answer right in person?
Yeah, because it's 75 here right now. It's wonderful.
I'll tell you, you're in a beautiful spot in America. That's a great thing. So we don't know why dogs howl. It might be a combination of factors. Sometimes they do it when they're young, and might have been the case with your dog. Then you reinforce by saying, this is the cutest thing in the world. And you tell your dog that, and the dog knows that we're pleased. That could be contributing. But what prompted your dog to do this in the first place? It could be that it does hurt their ears. It also seems to be a way of communicating. So do dogs really think that they're communicating with a coyote? I can see that. Do dogs really think they're communicating with a fire engine going by or the jet skis you mentioned? I don't think so. So then why are they? And the answer at the end of the day, I could go yappity, yappity, yappity for a while, but we don't know the answer. We really don't. Now, you asked if it hurts their ears. Maybe a bit. Maybe howling relieves it some. But your dog's okay. I mean, this is nothing that the howling, in fact, if anything, if it hurts their ears, may relieve it a bit. But we don't even know that it hurts their ears. That's what somebody said once. And now other people are saying it because somebody said that once. You know, we don't know. We just don't know. But it can be mighty cute. So we have a dog that howls, too. So here's what I recommend you do, as we have done. If you're on Facebook, take a video and put it up on Facebook. And you'll get a whole lot of likes because it is, you are right, the cutest thing in the world. And in fact, it is so cute. So we live in the heart of Chicago. Very busy, big city. And our dog does that. Two stories about that. First, we have a German Shepherd mix, maybe. She's about 40-ish pounds, 45 pounds, somewhere in there. And a much smaller dog, a 9-pound Chihuahua mix. And the Chihuahua mix came to us when she was, we were able to get her from a shelter, long story, in Chicago. She was about 9 or 10 months old at the time. We really don't know. Well, we had her only a couple days, and she sees our other dog as we're walking down the street, go, ooh! And she began, over time, to mimic it. But Chihuahuas don't really have the capability to go, ooh! So it's the screechiest sound in the world when she goes, it sounds nowhere near, it's really lame, but she thinks she's doing it well. And the two dogs doing it together is so cute. This really happened. Fire engines about to roar by. I remember it was Halstead Street in Chicago. Our dogs are both going, the other one that sounds more like a rooster. And the fire engine actually stopped, and one of the firefighters took a picture of our dogs doing that. And then they went right, I'm thinking, there's a fire. What are you stopping for? It's actually true. So your dog is fine.
And I'm ahead of you, by the way. I already posted it on Facebook.
Well, what you didn't do is share it on my fan page. So that would be the next step.
Okay.
Or send me the video. I'd love to see it. But your dog is fine, and I'm sure happy as can be.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. It's right here, the 4th of July. It's right around the corner. But so many pets are terrified, and it's one of the questions I get asked most often. And people forget about it until the 2nd of July, really, until the fireworks begin to happen. So now what do you do? I have some answers next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
He doesn't bite, and he has all his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
So why are dogs and some cats so terrified of fireworks in the first place? Why are they so afraid? And some dogs, it depends. I mean, the fear scale varies. So some dogs are just mildly worried, and some dogs actually probably think they're going to die. Literally, that's how scared they are of those loud noises. Well, it's adaptive. That's why they're afraid. So if we are too. It's not only dogs and cats. So you're walking down the street and you hear this loud, really loud, unexplained sound. You might duck. You might run. And for sure, you'll kind of jump. It'll startle you at the very least. At the very least. Well, no one can explain to dogs, well, we're celebrating a national holiday, and this is a very patriotic thing that we do, and they're beautiful in the sky. No one can explain that to dogs, or at least you could try. I don't think they'll understand. So, yes, many dogs are very, very much afraid of fireworks. So what do you do at this point in time when the 4th of July now is right around the corner? Well, step number one. Yeah, typically, there is behavior modification, by the way. I don't have time to go into it now, but it doesn't much matter because it takes a week or two or three to really work. So there's no time for that. So at this point in time, let's go to the pharmaceuticals or the nutraceutical products, step two. But let me go back to step one. We need to do something to deal with that fear, anxiety, and stress that dog is feeling to lower it just a bit, at least. It's not going to be the end-all cure-all for dogs that are terrified. For dogs that are just mildly worried, this will do the trick very often. It's called Adaptil, and it's a copy of a naturally occurring pheromone that helps dogs, despite whatever else is going on, to feel a bit more comfortable in their own environment. That's number one. Number two now. Ask your veterinarian about a product called Zentral. It's non-sedating. It's not a pharmaceutical formulation. And it's a natural way to handle alleviation of fear behaviors like what we're talking about. Zentrol, Z-E-N-T-R-O-L. That's the name of the product. And incidentally, this can work for dogs that are worried about car travel, dogs that have very mild separation anxiety. So definitely ask your veterinarian about that product. And as I say, it's a nutraceutical. It's not a pharmaceutical. You don't need a prescription for it. It's a new product. You're probably hearing about it here first. Second is Celio. That is a pharmaceutical. And it's specifically made for noise aversion. Well, that's what fireworks greatly are. Now, some dogs associate the sight of the fireworks, and if you live close enough, even the smell of the fireworks with the sound of the fireworks. But ask your veterinarian if your dog is terrified about Sileo, S-I-L-E-O. Here are some things you never, ever should do. Never tie your dog outside or tether your dog around the 4th of July. I'm not a fan of doing that anytime anyway. Why? Because some dogs will choke themselves. And some dogs, even though you think that dog could never, ever get out of the backyard, well, they are so terrified, they find a way out and they just run. Never holler or scream or punish your fearful dog. What will you do? You'll make your dog more fearful. That's all you'll do. That doesn't do any good. And never as well just take something from your own medicine cabinet and say, I'm going to try this for my dog. Or use Benadryl or a product called Ace Promazine. They make your dog sleepy, but the dog is still terrified. And we want to lower that fear, anxiety, or in some cases, absolute terror. I am sure you celebrated Take Your Dog to Work Day, right? Who wouldn't do that? But people are doing that every day. And it turns out there are lots of benefits to doing that. What are those benefits? We'll find out next with Dr. Kurt Venator, Chief Veterinary Officer at Purina.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Oh, don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
It's been 20 years, believe it or not, since Purina began the program called Pets at Work. Well, pets at work can be a good thing every day of the year. And here he is, the chief veterinary officer at Purina, Dr. Kurt Venator. So you've done some research, Dr. Venator, and you've determined that, in fact, it's really a benefit to both the employee and employer?
That's right, Steve. First, thanks very much for having me. Second, at Purina, we truly believe that when pets and people bond, life is richer. And so we're so excited to celebrate 20 years of Pets at Work. Studies have shown that employees who bring their pets to work tend to have lower stress levels by the end of the day. And we also know that having pets in our lives can do a variety of wonderful things, such as reducing blood pressure, decreasing loneliness, helping to lower cholesterol levels and encouraging physical activity.
So I'm there with my pet in the office place. I would think that that's a huge perk for me to be able to bring my pet to work, for starters, you know. And employees now, they want longer. They want people to stay at the company, you know. They want employees who are going to be there to get that gold watch. And instead now, maybe it's a gold doggy bowl or something. But they want people there longer. Is this a way that that could be made possible? Do people really appreciate the ability to bring their pets to work?
Steve, 100%. We found at Purina that having pets at work improves job satisfaction. Our employee surveys show that pets at work is an important benefit, and we also believe that it helps with employee retention. We also know it increases productivity. Having pets in the workplace can provide inspiration. It also encourages coworker interaction. And lastly, it promotes healthy break time. And so when you weave all that together, we're really able to tap into this transformational bond between pets and people, not just at home, not just maybe at the dog park, but in the workplace.
You know, more and more workplaces are allowing pets, some on a regular basis, some say on Fridays only, some say under special circumstances, like your dog just had surgery, so you can bring your dog into work. And I've heard from more than one person who has said, essentially, I get stressed at the workplace, but now that stress is a little, or in some cases, a lot less, because I have my dog there with me. They're kind of not making this stuff up, are they?
No, and Steve, as you know, this is really rooted in science. We know that having pets in our lives can have a profound influence on our underlying biology. We know that just by petting a dog for minutes, it can reduce the stress hormone cortisol. It can increase the feel-good hormones oxytocin and prolactin, and it can increase feel-good neurotransmitter serotonin. So there's really a biological basis to this wonderful bond.
Yeah, and beside, I'm thinking your boss can't yell at you if you have a cute dog there.
That's right. It would certainly be challenging.
It's also a social thing for the dogs to do. So dogs, more than anything in the world, want to be with us, right? And I understand they can't be with us 24/7. I'm not sure the dogs understand that. So this is another way in which we could spend more time with our dogs.
Well, Steve, as you know, and you preach it all the time, you know, dogs and cats, but they really like rhythm and routine. So the opportunity to extend that rhythm and routine out of the home and into the workplace is wonderful, both for pets and for people. And I can tell you, when I walk the halls of Purina on any given week, we will have between 100 to 200 dogs. We usually have roughly about 3 to 4 cats that are regulars every week. And it just creates a wonderful, positive environment.
You know, I've walked through the doors in St. Louis to the Purina campus, and when I walk through the doors, I smile because it's not because of you, Dr. Vernader. It's because of all the dogs that I see. Just even walking through the door, you're likely to see one, and you can't help but smile when that happens. Is there a place people can go for further information about all of this?
Yes, they can visit Purina.com. We've developed a toolkit with tips and documents to help both employers and employees navigate and implement their own Pets at Work program.
Perfect. Dr. Kurt Vernader, Chief Veterinary Officer at Purina, thank you.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Coming up next, it is our email question of the week. You can email me, I hope you do, steve@petworldradio.net. Thunderstorm season is right around the corner, so what do you do for pets that are afraid of thunderstorms? Here's another thing you can do, having nothing to do with that. Go to Facebook, type in my name under Pages Steve Dale, and like my fan page.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
You simply pick up the phone and dial. That means I'm old that I'm even saying that word. Who does that? Joanna in Michigan, you're on the radio. Hi.
Well, good morning. I know it's been a bit since I thought I'd called you before on this, and I couldn't wait on the phone or whatever. But anyway, I have a lake. In fact, I have several lakes around me, and one is small enough so the dog could run around and run around, and she jumps in and out and everything. And, of course, you do it on sunny days and you do it on dark days. But my concern is people who get reflection from the water, lots of times it's contributed to sun, most of the time for cataracts and so forth. What about dogs that get that same reflection? Is there something? You don't see them with sunglasses on. It's kind of hard, as active as they are. What is there something that you should be mindful of and having a dog outdoors a lot like that, jumping in out of the water and the reflection from the water?
Mm-hmm. That's a very, very good question, actually. First of all, I want to come and spend the weekend with you. You have lakes? You own lakes?
I have a 10. They were meant, my husband, we had our own equipment. Okay. He was very talented. And I have a 10-acre lake in front. Then I have one between my arena and my house. And then I have three other ones that run parallel back to my arena.
You have an arena so I can come and watch, like, Billy Joel perform at your house?
Well, I don't know, but I can ride a horses very well.
You could ride. All right. I'm a little lost in all this now. All right. But here, let me get back to your question, which is actually a very good question. So as far as we know, dogs don't have eye problems because of the sun. Now, there are goggles that are made for dogs, actually. They're called doggles. And they've been, interestingly enough, I wrote about this product when they first came out. Other people did, too.
Okay.
And then the U.S. military saw these stories and said, wow, this would be great for our military working dogs in the Middle East.
Yeah.
They weren't so much concerned about the sun as they were sandstorms to keep the sand out of the dog's eyes.
Okay.
And they really do work. So if you're interested, they are called doggles. And I think there are now similar sunglasses for dogs that are actually available. But I'm not sure that will prevent cataracts.
Right. Dogs go blind, but I don't know from what reason cataracts.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the other one that they have, the coma and so forth.
Well, they don't get all of the – I'm not an expert in veterinary ophthalmology, but I don't believe they get all the eye diseases we do.
Uh-huh.
But having said that, as dogs age – so typically when dogs lose their vision, unless it was a traumatic event that caused it, or they're born, just as people can be, with no eyesight, as they age, just as people do, they sometimes begin to lose their eyesight. And it happens mostly first, they begin to lose their night vision more than anything else. And then slowly, if the dog lives long enough, in some individual dogs, they will have great difficulty, as many people do, as they advance in years.
Right.
And just like with people, sometimes there's nothing that can be done about it. Sometimes there is something, but that's something that can be done, maybe very expensive. And actually, dogs do well, better than people, if they don't see, because their sense of smell is their primary sense. For us, it's our eyesight. We depend on that in a way that dogs kind of don't. Yes, it's helpful to see where you're going, but it's really their nose that greatly leads them around.
Yes, I know how many sensors they have, but I forget, it's in the thousands.
It is. Their sense of smell is about 40,000 times better than ours.
Right.
We can't even imagine their sense of smell. Now, let me finish answering your question, though. Sun can be a problem for people, and it can be a problem for dogs. And increasingly, it seems that veterinarians are seeing some types of cancers in dogs that are related to sun.
Like melanoma?
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah, similar to people. So I'm not saying you should use sunscreen on your dogs. And there are places like the tips of the ears and the nose.
Well, here is the thing then. A lot of people, one leads to another. But a lot of people, you know, shade their dog to keep them cool. I just brush her and stuff like that. She's by the lake, goes in and gets cool. But I don't think it would be a good idea. That's a good idea to shave a dog. It's protection in more than one way.
You're right. You know, but it depends on how, you know, I mean, they still have some hair.
Right.
So those that are shaved down aren't completely shaved down. But I'll tell you, The for instance, the Chinese Crested, a dog breed that has very little hair,
right.
They are kind of the Mr. Bigglesworth of dogs. They actually do get more skin cancers than other types of dogs. So the sun does have something to do with it. But if you put suntan, the suntan lotion or sunscreen
right.
on a dog's nose, what will the dog do? The dog will lick it off. So
right.
there's not much, to my knowledge, that we can do about it. If anyone has better ideas, let me know. You're not going to not allow your dog out in the sun. And the other thing that is the case, to again, my somewhat limited knowledge of this topic. I'm no expert, but I believe we tend to get skin cancers as we age. So there are many exceptions. Absolutely. A dermatologist would yell at me for saying that. But in general, it's people that are 50, 60, 70, 80 years old that these skin cancers come about, right?
Right.
That they're detected at that point. Dogs don't live that long. So one of the reasons why I wish they did, but one of the reasons why we don't see some of these in dogs is they just don't live long enough for that to happen. But you're asking great questions. I appreciate it. And my hope is that if you have more, and I bet you will at some point, call us back.
I can give you a whole, I'm a very inquisitive person, especially around dogs. I've had horses and llamas and everything you want to imagine, you know what I mean, with participating with the 4-H'ers for their event.
Very cool.
But anyway, as you go from one thing to the other, like the skin cancer and all this and that, sometimes it could be food or whatever when they have certain things. But I have a list, but I don't want to take somebody else's time up. This was a more concerned one.
Sure.
It wouldn't necessarily be the water. It would be the reflection from the sun and even
right.
in the wintertime.
Right, you're
off
right.
the snow. That
yep.
would actually probably be worse than the one from the water. But
that I don't know. But I know this. You're welcome to call anytime. And I hope you go back to your list and we hear from you again. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a nice lady. 866-554-PETS. Really, I loved her. 866-554-7387. She could apply to be my aunt anytime. Coming up next, it is our email question of the week. You can email me, I hope you do, steve@petworldradio.net. Thunderstorm season is right around the corner, so what do you do for pets that are afraid of thunderstorms? Here's another thing you can do, having nothing to do with that. Go to Facebook, type in my name under Pages, Steve Dale, and like my fan page. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, dog flu has hit New York City pretty hard, actually. So if you're traveling this summer and plan on boarding your dog, or just in general take your dog to doggy daycare, I have some tips for you that'll be helpful because you don't want your dog to get sick from the dog flu. Or you don't want your dog to get in the things your dog shouldn't get into. And some of them are pretty surprising. Items that are toxic to dogs. We'll talk with Dr. Heather Lenzer. And I will tell you, in New York City, they are doing something pretty cool. For victims of domestic violence, they're building a brand new facility that will allow all members of the family, including the forgotten victims of domestic abuse, who happen to be the pets. Because if there's abuse going on and the woman or children are being abused, and odds are statistically, if it's one, it's the other. If it's the other, it's one. You know, their abusers don't, that they abuse everyone in the household. And that would include dogs and cats. And one reason that people don't get out of that situation is they're fearful for what will happen to the dog or cat. Will that person continue to abuse the animal or begin to abuse the animal? Or if I take the animal to a shelter, will the animal be adopted out or maybe euthanized? Beside, keeping the family together turns out to be a really good thing. So in New York, they're building a facility called Pal's Place that will be open to all. Purina is involved in that. And we'll talk again with Dr. Kurt Venator about what their involvement is.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolotter.
The tick population is growing, and we need to protect our pets, according to veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden.
And let's face it, you know, you can walk down a trail and stay on the trail, but your dog's going to jump off into the foliage and get these ticks. And so we have to protect them.
That's right. There's lots of great smells in those areas, and our dogs like to get off the beaten path. So make sure to speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate flea and tick preventive. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolotter. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my dog is terrified of thunderstorms, just panicked, says Maria in Florida. Oh, geez. You know, it happens to be. I couldn't get this email from Arizona where there's a thunderstorm once every 5 years. It has to be Florida where there's a thunderstorm once every 5 minutes. So what do you do about that dog that is so terrified? So I spoke earlier with some planning, you really can desensitize and counter condition or train your dog to tolerate fireworks. You can't do that with thunderstorms. That's impossible to do because the dogs generalize. Not only are they fearful of the sound of the thunder itself, it's everything connected with it, including the lightning, including probably the smell of the rain or changes in barometric pressure the dog can sense. That we sometimes can, sometimes can't. It's the sound of the rain. It's the visuals that they're seeing outside. It's all of those things. It's not just one thing. And that you cannot counter condition and desensitize a dog to. So what do you do? Well, if the dog is that terrified, see your veterinarian. Because the good news is that there are psychopharmacological products that really do help. Now, if the dog is mildly worried and just like dives under a bed and rides out the storm, then plugging in an Adaptil diffuser. Adaptil is a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs feel more comfortable in their own environment, even when there are things going on that the dog doesn't necessarily appreciate. That can do the trick in of itself, and or an Adaptil collar that goes, well, if it's a collar, it goes everywhere the dog goes, right? So that would be a start. There's also something called a thunder shirt, and there are similar products that dogs can wear that can help a lot of dogs to feel more comfortable. There's a new nutraceutical product called Zentral that can help. There are all these things, but you know what? Seeing your veterinarian about what is right for your dog is the best answer. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about a topic I've been talking about for a long time. Happily, more and more people are talking about that. That is ticks and tick disease.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Come into Lowe's for outstanding appliance deals for July 4th and beyond. Find the perfect suite for your kitchen or give Laundry Day a major upgrade. You'll get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business, like Samsung, Whirlpool, GE, and Frigidaire. And you'll see why nobody beats our prices on appliances. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7-Eleven. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095.
Hey, Pierre, sorry.
Free author submission kit.
Late walking
again,
in.
Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is an urgent
sorry, I had to switch
you
off the monitor to the headphones
back,
there.
Neck,
I you shouldn't be hearing yourself
you
anymore.
You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the
First
Health
guy.
Alert hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760.
Okay.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt.
What was Rhonda's?
If you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Thomas Mather, director.
I guess, I'll find out when I talk to whoever I talk to first. If they're not together, then I'll get them on separate lines. We can still work that.
You know, I've talked to veterinary parasitologists who have told me that they believe tick disease and ticks, for that matter, in America, they use the E word. They say epidemic. Hmm. Is it that bad?
Well, so I kind of launched a theme that sort of stuck in 2012. I was
that sounds right to me then.
And there were more ticks there than I ever expected them to be. Those were all black-legged ticks. And then we started a little survey.
Yeah,
we stopped
at
20 different locations just along the side of the road. I actually walked on the road and looked at the ticks on the side of the road. And at 19 of the 20 places, we found black-legged ticks in the fall.
And those are commonly the deer tick.
Yeah, deer tick. Something, a light bulb went off in my
that's
head.
Awesome.
You know, there seems to be more ticks in more places than ever before.
Grew up in Iowa, so that's something I don't know a whole lot about.
30 years.
Who wouldn't?
And, you know, that, so, and the more we look, the more we see that this is a phenomenon, that there really are more ticks in more places. We have a crowdsourced tick survey for America, and it is probably almost daily that we get someone saying in their report, I've lived here for 10 years and I've never seen a tick. I've never encountered a tick. This is my first tick. And so clearly there is more ticks in more places.
More ticks in more places and species that were just over there, say in the northwest part of America, are now in the northwest part of America still, but down through the central part of America into the south, or species that might have been in New England. Yeah, New England, but now down to the Carolinas, down south to the mid-south section of the country, even in the city of Chicago where I am at, and up through Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yeah.
What's happening?
There's a lot of great things that we can choose to do, but I think that the biggest thing is to start to wrap our heads around why it's happening. And so a lot of times climate change gets the blame. But this is one of those times where there may be some small element of climate change affecting the ability of ticks to survive in places that they hadn't survived before, whether it's because of cold or because of humidity requirements or something like that. But the biggest issue that I think we face is because of white-tailed deer. So
there are more of them now.
And in more places, just like there's more ticks. And so there's a wonderful correlation between places where there are now deer that there never were deer and ticks. So you have to look at the ticks. So not all types of ticks rely on deer for reproduction. But there are four really important types in America that do rely on deer, and those are the ones that are spreading most.
Hmm. But I don't want to blame only Bambi.
No, I'm about to give him a call and see if I can get him.
No. There are more deer in more places than ever before. There's no doubt about that. And in fact, experts tell me that there are probably more deer in America today than when the pilgrims were here.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of deer because we've killed off the animals that kill the deer, for one thing.
Importantly, we have seen changes in the environment. So in 1896, there were estimated to be 4 deer in the state of Connecticut, but there were very few trees. There was no place for the deer to hang out. Mm-hmm. And anytime someone saw a deer, they shot it. And so now we've had regrowth of forests across the Northeast and Middle Atlantic states, where we had cut all the trees down to heat our little cabins before. Now we didn't have to do that. And so that has allowed for a dramatic change in the environment. And ticks have come back because the deer have come back. And
the deer are now in big cities, too, so they bring with them.
Yeah.
And also the dogs that go. So a dog that goes camping with the family from Chicago into, say, Wisconsin, they're bringing those ticks right back with them for many years now.
Yeah.
And same thing in New York City. They go to upstate New York, and from now Central Park is loaded with ticks.
Yeah, it's quite a phenomenon. So the hope is that people will pay a little bit more attention to the tick situation where they live, and if they do, they need to do just the two or three things. They need
Give me those things real quick.
Yeah, they need to know what types of ticks they are, because each type of tick has its own season of activity. So then you need to know the season of activity of the types of ticks that you have. And then you need to take action specifically in those times of the year when ticks are most likely to be out and about.
Run for the hills, he says. Dr. Mather, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Next week, what's really poisonous to your pets?
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish
them. Hey, Pierre.
The only way to get them is to call...
I just called Biz Talk Radio. We have on the line. He's in the board. He wanted to ask if there was anything